We deleted two of our own layouts, and the two zeros meant different things. From the Unpaper Lab, 1st of August, 2026. Unpaper's template hands your AI a catalog of layouts to build with. We have spent most of a week adding to it, because models kept constructing structures by hand that had no name. Counting which layouts get used answers the other question too, the one nobody enjoys asking, which of ours never do. Two had never been used, not really, never, by any model in any run, both left the template. A catalog that only ever grows is a catalog nobody has checked. Here is the part that made this worth writing. Only one of those zeros means what it looks like. The icon-led rows layout had a worked example in the template. Every model that received the template saw a slide built with it, and every model chose something else, cards, a plain list, a header band. That is a real finding about preference. Models were shown this and did not want it. The org tree had no worked example. It was a name in a list and some styling behind it, nothing more. Its zero is weak evidence about what models prefer and strong evidence of something else entirely. A name without a worked example does not get used. Nobody refused it, nobody could see it. Which makes this a correction of ours. We had already written both of these off in the same sentence as dead furniture. That reading was half wrong, and the half that was wrong is the more useful half. One layout failed on merit, the other failed because we described it instead of demonstrating it. That is a defect in how we published it, not a defect in the layout. The same conclusion arrived independently from the prompt depth experiment, which found that naming a capability buys much less than showing one. Two different measurements, the same lesson. Together, they are why the prompt we publish now demonstrates every layout it mentions, rather than listing names. And there is something in that for you. If your AI is ignoring something you believe you asked for, the likeliest reason is that it was told and not shown. What we changed. Both layouts came out of the template and out of the rules-only version of the prompt, the variant that ships without an example file, which must never advertise something the template no longer contains. Hierarchies are served instead by the connected graph, which carries real PowerPoint connectors. They reroute when someone drags a box in the converted file. For a tree of boxes, that is a better answer than the fixed one we had. Retired though, not deleted. Both still live in the test corpus as a real deck, so they stay measured on every conversion run, 99.26% and 98.95% fidelity. Either one is a single paste from returning if the evidence changes. 10 layouts survived the same count and stayed. On how honest this is. The count comes from the decks themselves, across the runs built on the template. Runs where a model worked without the template are excluded entirely. A model that never received the catalog cannot be counted as declining to use it. And the limits are real. Zero uses across this many decks is not proof that nobody would ever use a layout. It is evidence from one fixed set of briefs, and a brief that would have demanded an org chart outright may simply not be among them. What the corpus does contain is content that is genuinely hierarchical. Models answered it with network maps and stacked bars rather than trees. That is a weaker signal than a direct test, and it is exactly why the tree was retired to a bench instead of being deleted. Nothing here involves anyone's documents. Every deck was generated from invented briefs, and Unpaper itself still sends no document anywhere. From the Unpaper Lab, everything in this entry is generated from a committed corpus you can check. /content